You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reported an arrest on a warrant for domestic abuse battery, other arrests on warrants for simple battery and simple criminal damage to property. Minden City Police report a mostly quiet night with no arrests reported overnight. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists starting Monday, March 20th, the outside northbound lane of Highway 3105 or Airline Drive near the intersection with Highway 72 or Old Minden Road in Bossier City will be closed. This closure is scheduled to last for about a week and is necessary to allow a contractor for a restaurant on Airline Drive to construct a driveway and tie into the roadway. Work will be performed weather permitting. Early voting continues for the March 25th election. Voters can cast an early ballot between 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. today through Saturday in the voter registrar's office on the first floor of the courthouse, as well as 8:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. through Saturday at the Spring Hill Civic Center. A 60% chance for showers today, high near 72, south wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. A 100% chance for showers overnight, low 41, west wind gust to 30 miles an hour. 80% chance of showers Friday, high near 53, north wind gust to 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Friday night, low 36, north wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly sunny Saturday, high 57. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low 31. And that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Charles Smith, the court revoked the probation of DeMonte Brantley, who was ordered to serve sentence for aggravated burglary. Willa James Brown was fined $500 plus court cost, or 60 days in jail, plus 60 days suspended, and 1 year probation for DWI. Russell Jones was also fined $500 and court cost, or 60 days in jail, plus 60 days suspended and a year probation for DWI. Demetrius Moore was sentenced to 1 year in hard labor for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, plus 2 years at hard labor for possession of Schedule V controlled dangerous substance. Clayton Lynn Pratt was fined $300 plus court cost, plus 2 years at hard labor with all but 6 months suspended, and placed on 2 years probation for domestic abuse with child endangerment. Donna R. Simmons pleaded not guilty to DWI and will stand trial at a later date. Brenton West was sentenced to 2 years suspended and 2 years of probation for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation, Kenneth Evans, theft and theft of a firearm, Ricky Darden, negligent homicide, Amanda Walton, second-degree battery, Shayna Lewis, failure to appear and a warrant for theft, along with unauthorized use of an access card, Shelby Walker, introducing contraband into a correction center, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Webster Parish School Board personnel report for the month of March, new hires in the school system include April Nash, temporary authority to teach for 1 year only, North Webster Junior High, effective February 2nd. Amanda Sylvia, paraprofessional, North Webster Junior High, effective February 2nd. Kenzie Ellington, temporary authority to teach 1 year only at Phillips Elementary, effective February 6th. Nancy St. Germain, paraprofessional Richardson, effective February 16th. Molly Griffith, speech-language pathologist at Lakeside and Minden High, effective February 27th. Jennifer Bruner, food service technician at Doyleen, effective February 27th. Terry Lewis, maintenance at the school board, effective February 21st. Janice Coleman, teacher at Browning, effective February 27th. Chandred Houston, behavioral interventionist, Webster Junior High, and as well as for Richardson, effective February 1st. Resignations, Haley Stewart, paraprofessional at Richardson, effective January 27th. Andre Hampton, teacher, North Webster Junior High, effective February 2nd. Megan Nippers, temporary authority to teach, 1 year only, North Webster High, effective February 24th. Azel Piles, custodian, North Webster Upper Elementary, effective January 27th. One termination, Shaquana Jackson, food service manager at Lakeside, effective February 16th. The guest speaker at today's meeting of the Minden Lions Club will be Stephanie Barnett, president and CEO of the Greater Minden Chamber. She'll be speaking on activities with businesses and various organizations, as well as upcoming chamber events. The Lions Club meets each Thursday at noon at the American Legion Home on Pine Street. And the Greater Minden Chamber, along with Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College, the City of Minden, the Department of Public Safety and Corrections, the Coordinating and Development Corporation, and the Louisiana Workforce Commission are all joining forces to put people to work, sponsoring a job fair and resource expo scheduled for Wednesday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Minden Civic Center. Now, there's no charge for a business or resource provider to participate. A limited number of spots are available. You're urged to respond by March 31st, as spots are on a first-come, first-served basis. And the event is open to the public, with professionals of all levels and fields encouraged to attend. Resource providers will be in attendance for additional information. If you need more information, call 377-4240 or email info@mindenchamber.com. The Sibley Fire Department annual bass tournament is scheduled for March 25th on Lake Bistineau, with registration scheduled for March 24th at Sibley Town Hall from 5 till 8 p.m. Entry fee is $100 per team. Weigh-in will take place at 3 p.m. March 25th at Port Bistineau. You can turn in your entry form to any Sibley Fire Department member or mail your form with entry check to Sibley Fire Department, P.O. Box 309, Sibley, Louisiana, 71073. Memorial service for Joe Bill Gamble is scheduled for 3 o'clock today at the VFW Post 2885 on Horseshoe Loop in Doyleene, with Jared Pickett officiating. Survivors include his wife, Angela Gamble of Minden, 3 daughters, including Crystal Adams of Sibley, 2 sons, including Donald Robertson of Minden, stepmother, Shirley Gamble of Minden, 2 sisters, 7 grandchildren, and a great-grandson. Memorial services for Eugenia Jeannie Zappa, age 83, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Friday morning at First Presbyterian Church of Athens. Survivors include her husband, Finus Lyman Zappa of Homer, 3 children, including Christopher Manus of Athens and Wendy Plants of Minden, a brother, 11 grandchildren, and 8 also a sister, 11 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren survived. The sister is Betty Paul of Minden. Funeral service for Lee D. Hudson is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning in the Growing Valley Baptist Church, with burial in the Growing Valley Cemetery. Memorial service for Imogene Lindsay, age 96, is scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday at Eastside Missionary Baptist Church, with Chet Johnson officiating. Survivors include a sister, Mary Sue Pearson of Minden, and 1 son also survives. Graveside service for Gary Holloway, age 75, is scheduled for 11 o'clock Monday in the Gardens of Memory. Survivors are 4 children, including James Johnson of Minden, and a brother, Robert Holloway of Minden. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with 1 vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, as always, all telephone numbers will automatically begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated, and all the cell phone numbers on the trading post will automatically have the area code of 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a lift chair for $200, call 423-8861. They have a lift chair for sale, $200, 423-8861. Wanted a two-bedroom HUD-approved home. Call 553-3788. Wanted a two-bedroom HUD-approved home. 553-3788. For sale, water heaters, a child's four-wheeler, some firewood, and lawnmower. All at 245-3052. They have water heaters for sale plus a child's four-wheeler, some firewood, and lawnmower. All at 245-3052. For sale, a treadmill for $150 at 639-9219. Treadmill for sale, $150, 639-9219. Found a camouflage wallet on Myers Street. Call 562-0603. They found a camouflage wallet on Myers Street. 562-0603. For sale, a lift chair for $300 and some dolls for sale for $5 each. Call 6179. That's a lift chair for sale for $300 and dolls for sale for $5 each. Call 6179. Wanted a 4x6 dog pen. 423-5029. It's wanted a 4x6 dog pen. 423-5029. For sale, a 32-inch smart flat-screen TV at 382-5626. 32-inch smart TV for sale, 382-5626. For sale, a self-propelled lawnmower for $175, 562-0603. Self-propelled mower for sale for $175, 562-0603. For sale, a kitchen faucet, $75. Call 990-3234. Kitchen faucet for sale, $75, 990-3234. Room for rent for $300 a month, bills paid, and wanted a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. They have a room available for rent, $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts at 639-9340. Wanted a Chevy S10 extended cab truck, 517-7135. Wanted a Chevy S10 extended cab at 517 7135.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.